Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Gimel in the Sechah Shabbos, the 165th daf in Shas. The Gemara is going to clarify the Isser of Misates, of cutting out a stone, squaring off a stone, and then the Gemara is going to clarify the Zeh HaKlal, the Mishnah that we had on top of Kuf Beis and Beis, Kol Osam Lachtom Lachtom Miskayemes, and then we are going to learn the Halachos of Choresh, and spend a lot of time the later Mishnah with the halachas of Kosev, and that's going to take us through today's daf. So let's begin four lines from the bottom. Kufes on base. Bamine Rav Nassim Bar Oshia and Rav Yochanan. Nassim Bar Oshia asked of Rav Yochanan, Misates Mishum Mai Mechayev. If you square out the stone, what exactly is the Isser? Achvele Biyade Mishum Makhe Patish. Banged on his hand as if it was Machadish Patish. Says the Gemara of Hanantanan, but that doesn't fit so well in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says HaMisates VeHamakav Patish. Misates and someone is Makav Patish. So that sounds like Misates is something different. Ema, so the Gemara says, you're right, you have to switch the Girsa. HaMisates HaMakav Patish. What it should read as HaMisates, which is Makav Patish. Tashma, come in here, I'll give you a proof in terms of this Shaila. HaKodeach Kolshu. Somebody bores a hole with a drill, but a small amount, chayv. Bishleim ala Rav. So according to Rav, then that makes sense. Now we're going back to the Shita of Rav, that we saw that we had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, if you make a hole into a chicken coop. So Rav said it was bona, and Shmuel said makav patish. So if you bore a small hole, so according to Rav, mechzi kamad dechor chorso lebinyana, it looks like you're putting a hole into a binyan. What's the case of Kodeach? The Kodeach was, he bore a hole in order to put something into a hole, like a yesed. So that would make sense. That's similar to Bona. El Shmuel, Lav Marg Malachu, but Shmuel, who said the Lul Shel Tarnagon, when you make a hole. We had that yesterday, about 10 lines from the bottom on Kuf Beis and Beis. In such a case, it's considered a Gemar Malachu, that you finished off the chicken coop. But here, in this case, you're not finishing off the chicken coop. So now the Gemara is bringing a riot to Shitas Rav. The Gemara defends. Hacha Ma'eskina. What will the answer be according to Shmuel? De'baze beramza de'parzala. That he makes a hole on a wall, and he puts a nail inside. V'shavke begave. He puts a nail inside. De'hainu Gemar Melacha. That is the Gemar Melacha. He's finishing off the act of building the wall with a... with a hook. He puts a hook into the wall, so then in such a case he bore a hole, but it's also makav patish. So that's the way you will have to learn. We learned in our Mishnah, Zeh Klal, this is the rule. In our Mishnah we had said, Zeh Klal, Kol Osam Lachlo Machlo Miskayem. Says Gemara, Lasuye Bai. Generally, when it says Zeh Klal, it's coming to add something. Lasuye Dechok Kafiza Bekabo. It's talking about someone who quarries out, he chisels out the amount of space to put in three lugim, which is a quarter of a kaf. So even though most utensils that were measured out were measured into a kaf, they were made into a kaf, and he chiseled out only three lugim, which is three quarters of a kaf, so he didn't chisel it out at all. The chiddush is that even if he does a little, even if he doesn't do all of it, the halach is that he's going to be chayiv. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, hamake bekornis ala sdan. The Mishnah had said that if you bang a hammer on top of the stan, on top of the metal, so then you're going to be chayv. My covet, what exactly is the Isser? So it says, Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Isser is that what they would do is before they would give a bang on the actual target, they would practice a few times on something on the side to steady their hands and to sort of, like the way the batter does before he hits, he takes a couple of practice swings. So that sort of gives the person the motion. So it says, Gemara, Ma'amnes Yad, Kashu b'nei Rechava. B'nei Rechava asked, Al me'ata chazum nasa b'shabbos v'gamar hachinami d'mechayev. If I ask you to teach me a malacha on Shabbos, and I watch you do the malacha, am I going to be chayev? If I'm practicing the malacha, I'm not going to be chayev. El abayev rova d'amin tevayu, shekem miradide tase mishkan osinkem. No, they would do this in the Mishkan. That's exactly what they did in the Mishkan. What did they do? That what they were doing was their meradadei tase. They took the gold that was covered for the crushing and they would bang it out. In other words, to flatten it, to flatten the gold, that the gold should be entirely flat without any blemishes in size. So they would have the straight hammer pounding down the gold to flatten it out. So that's the yisur that we're talking about, according to Rav Shimon Leo. What's that?
It doesn't sound like it's the same case. In this case, it sounds like you're just banging aside to do it somewhere else.
There, correct. Like that was and the Gemara changed its mind. Correct. The Gemara changed its mind. Gemara is giving a different shot. Tanya Nami, Hachar B'Shem Gamliel Omer, Af HaMaka B'Kornis Al Sodom B'Shas Melacha, Chayiv Shekeim Mordei Tasei Mishkan Osinkei. With Mordei Mishkan would do this. Now, the Chiddush over here is that it's not the banging of the gold that you're being over, but rather they would bang it, maybe Rav Dovi, your point that I want to come back to, it's a good point. The Isser over here is, like you said, you're giving the practice swipes, and then he bangs it on the gold. But on the practice swipes, what they would do is they would bang the hammer on another flat area to make sure that the hammer was flattened. So in that way, you did a maisa, and that's going to be the case that you're chayiv. Yes, I wasn't clear the first time I said that. Very good. Excellent. Zok deheilige mishnah. Hachoresh koshu. If someone plows even the smallest amount, hamenachesh, if he weeds, vahamekarsein vahamezareid, these are all different types of weeding, removing negative growths. Rashi spells out what they are. Chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Hamalaket etzim, if you draw together wood. Imlasakin kolshein, if it's to make stuff better. Imlahasik, or it's to make firework. Kedei levashel beitzei kalim, or to cook a egg. Hamalaket asavim, if he gathers grass. Imlasakin kolshu, imlabehema, kimlo piagdi. So if it's to fix something, so then the smallest amount. In other words, what is he fixing? He's picking up the branches in order to make the ground better. Or he's picking food to be able to get animal fodder. So then kimalei ha-piagdi is going to be chayiv. So koshu would be if he's making the ground better. Now, we learned in our mission over here that by plowing, even the smallest amount is going to be chayiv. First of all, before we go on into the Gemara, we mentioned last time, Rav Aaron helped us, that we just concluded the 11th parak, which is about throwing, which is the concept of hotzah, and then we went on to bonah. So Tiferes Yisrael says the reason we went to bonah is because bonah is actually right next to hotzah. Masechta starts with hotzah, it's chaviv for the Tana, and then we go to bonah. So why now to choresh? So I saw that the Tosis, I looked up the Tosis Yantav, because Aaron said a nice pshat last night. So Tosis Yantav says that Choresh is actually the exact opposite of Boneh. Because Boneh is you're taking parts and you're putting it together. Choresh is you're taking one dirt and you're breaking it apart. So it's the opposite. The Tosis Yantav suggests that's why we have it. Either way, the Mishnah says if you break apart even a little bit of dirt, you're going to be chayiv. Asks the Gemara, Lamai Chazi, what is it, what is it, what purpose does it have? Does it have? Says the Gemara, Chazi the Bagzra de Kara. It's ra'ui to put one seed inside. The Kavasagav in Mishkan, Shekein ro'ui l'kaleach achad shel samanim. They would have the same thing in the Mishkan, that they would be able to take a little bit of zera for the samanim of Tzvias Hayirios. So if you were able to plow that amount to have one seed, that's going to be enough. Now Rashi asks a very sharp question. Rashi asks a tosis type of question. Take a look at Rashi, the Baris of the Kara. Rashi asks in the second line, V'afagav d'shaninu l'inyin hatzah zera. But we learned on Naf Tzadi Amebez, when it comes to carrying out the zera, d'luin, shnayim, she'ein adam torech b'nima achas, that you're only going to be chayiv if you carry out two zera. So here we said even the amount applying for one zera. Here Rashi says, we point out that Tzadi, on Naf Tzadi it says in one, Hani Mili answers Rashi, hotzah, v'chimafik tarte mafik yadadi. In general, you don't plant one seed. When it comes to charisha, you make a separate hole for each one that you need. And therefore, if you're going to need one seed, you would make a hole. And there, you would do even one hole. Carrying out seeds, you would only carry out two, Rashi claims. When it comes to making a hole, you would make a hole even for one seed.
I mean, they're totally different malachas here. But Shabbos is different each malacha.
Kanireh, right. Hamnachish v'amekarsen v'mezari tana rabbanah hatoylish olshin. If you cut olshin, Rashi tells you is esef v'amorid zrodim, and you take down reeds. Im la'chila kigrogris, if you for your own eating. So then we've spoken in the past the size of a date. Im lebehema kumalei piagdi, as much as a goat would eat. Im lehesek kedei levashel beitz akal. Im liaposes hakarka. But we learned in our Mishnah as well as in this Braisa that if you're removing something to make the ground better, kol shehu, then you're making, then even the smallest amount, you made the ground better, that's going to be considered charisha. Says the Gemara, we have to be careful about this. Every once in a while this comes up, that you have to be careful. Even a kol shehu to make the ground better could be an isur daraisa. Says Gemara, atu kulu lo liapos hakarkaninu. In every single one of the cases, you also made the ground better. If you remove these weeds, then not only are you improving the grass around it, you're also improving the ground. So here the Gemara answers, two answers. Rabbi Rav Yosef and Abaye's very famous answer. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damri Tavaye Ba'agam Shon. Rabbi Rav Yosef say, you're right, we're not talking about a place where you have good ground. If you had good ground, then you'd be chayiv also for making the ground get better. But here we're talking about swamp. We're talking about a swamp where you're not making the ground better. Abaye Omar, the famous teretz, afilu tema besada, the lav agam. It's not talking about agam, it's in your own field. Ukigon de loka mechave, we're talking about where he doesn't intend to do the malacha. Asks the Gemara, for Abaye Varova, Dami Tavaye, Modra Bshim, Segresh Velo Yomus, but didn't Rabbi Shimon teach us that if a person does the malacha and it's inevitable that it's going to happen, he's going to be chayiv? Psikresh, of course, is cutting off the head of the chicken, and the chicken is going to die. So who cares? He's not mechavein, but nevertheless, it's going to happen inevitably. Says the Gemara, Lotzricha de ka'avid ba'ara de chavrei. You have to say that he did it in the land of his friend. In other words, that even though it's inevitable to get better, Rashi says lo ichbasle. He doesn't care whether it gets better or not. Now this is a famous shaila when we come to the position of those who say psikresha de lo nichale is either not an isur d'oraisa or mutter. We'll discuss that question shortly. The question is, what does lo nichale mean? Does lo nichale mean that he doesn't want it? For example, Tosas discusses in Ksubis on Davot, you pull out the cloth from a beer keg and water falls onto the ground, or beer falls onto the ground. So that's lo nichale. You never want that water to fall onto the ground, even though you're squeezing the water, you're not interested. Or it just means lo nichale, that it doesn't help you, you're not interested. So from this Rashi is mashma that if it's in your friend's field, it's that you're not interested. And Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that Tosos on Daf Tzadi Heyom and Aleph asks a stira, that Rashi over there seems to hold that you need it lo nichale, that you don't want it. And Tosos points out that our Gemara seems to say lo ichpasle. So ironically, Rashi over there says you have to want not to have it. Yet this Rashi himself explains our Gemara like the Pashup Shad. So that's a famous problem. And there Tosas disagrees with Rashi, who says lo nichale, based on our sugya. There's also a very important discussion in the Tosas Dibar Maskelot Sricha, where Tosas has a machlokas between the Aruch and the Ri of how to read our Gemara. The Gemara says, when it's a psikresha, the lo nichale, leaving aside what is it, lo ichbasle or lo nichale, the Gemara says that's the ukimta of our Gemara. So the Aruch famously says that you see from here that if you do a maisa, like you pull out the cloth that is clogging up the beer keg, and automatically there's going to be beer that's going to be squeezed out, since it's lo nichale, we say that it's mutter. Since it's lo nichale, the halacha is that it's mutter. That's what the Aruch says. And he points to our Gemara, because our Gemara said the halacha is that it's mutter. However, Tosas quotes from the Ri that the Ri actually disagrees. That the Ri says you're going to have to say that our Gemara never said it's mutter. He brings many rayas that psik resha de lo nichale is going to be asur midrabanan, the Ri says. And you have to learn that our Gemara was only talking on a level of it not being d'oraisa, but not that the Gemara meant to say that it's mutter. At the end of Tosas, Dibar Maskelot Tzricha, Tosas comes to an interesting pshara, and he said, that when there's an Isur d'Rabbanan, so then in such a case, then we would say Psik Resh Lo Nichale is mutter, but an Isur d'Oraisa, it's going to be asur. So to bring Rav Dovi back to his days in Rav Willig's shir, so Rav Willig has a shir that he likes to say over, Ramatis, who's one of the other Dafyomi teachers here in the neighborhood, reminded us of this, that Rav Willig likes to say that the pshat in this Tosos is as follows. That Tosos mechalek between Isur d'Rabbanan and an Isur d'Oraisa. That when it comes to an Isur d'Rabbanan, then we don't say that the psik resha makes it as if it's asur. Why? He says because the surei derabanan are only in isur gavra. It's not an isur chefza. So psik resha de lo nichale is only going to be asur if you say that there's one maisa that came together. Not only were you doing maisa A, since maisa B was inevitable, so then in such a case it's going to be asur. What's that? Because, wait, just a second. So, just a second. That's how psikresha works on a level of daraisa. And therefore, lo nichale is not going to make a difference. Because if it's one maisa, then it's not going to make a difference. Rav Elchanan Wasserman says there's two ways to look at psikresha. You can look at psikresha that just like you are mechavin a maisa A, you are mechavin a maisa B. Or you could say that it becomes one maisa. He says, if you're going to say, just like you mechavin maisa, you mechavin maisa B, so then if it's lo nichale, then it's possible to separate. If B, you didn't want, so then the Aruch argues you don't have kavana. But if the pshat psik resha is that becomes one maisa, so then you can't separate, lo nichale is not going to be able to separate the B from the A. That's what Rav Elchanan famously says. So Rav Willig adds that if that's so, when it comes to an iser derabanan, so there, by Yenisa Durabanan, it's not focusing on the Chayfetz, it's only focusing on the Gavra. If that's so, so then the Psik Resha by a Durabanan is only in the Kavana, it's not in the Maisa, he's Mechadesh, it's in the Kavana. So then a Lo Nichale is going to make him Mutter, and then everybody would agree. When did everybody disagree with the Aruch, or when did some disagree with the Aruch? They disagreed when there was one Chayfetz, it was a Maisa A and Maisa B, both of them happened. So then Lo Nichale is not going to make a difference. Lo Nichale is not going to make a difference when it's one Maisa. And that's why Daraisa is going to be different than Derabanan. Okay, that's quite a Harifus, I normally, but because Rav Dovi's here, I couldn't resist to share with him that shtickel Torah from his Rebbe. Okay, let's continue on. The Mishnah continues. HaKaisev Shtei Oisias. If a person writes two letters, Bein b'yamina, bein b'smala, whether he writes with his right hand or his left hand, Bein mishem echad, bein mishtei shemos, whether he writes one letter or two letters. In other words, shtei shemos, Rashi learns, is aleph and beis. He writes two letters. Whether he writes aleph aleph, Rashi says, or he writes aleph beis. Bein mishtei samonios, whether he writes from two different types of dye. The chol lashon, whatever language he writes, chayv. Amar Rabbi Yosi lo chayv shtei oisis el mishum roishit. Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Rabbi Yosi says doesn't have to be two letters. Any type of marking is going to be aser, and therefore Rabbi Yosi disagrees with the idea that it has to be particularly letters. He says sheken kosan al karshay mishkan lei de eza ben zugo. That would be enough to be chayv. That's correct. And he says that over there it didn't have to be letters. The Mefarshim generally learn that therefore Rabbi Yossi is assuming that they didn't write letters on the Krushim. That's why Rabbi Yossi is saying that you're going to be chayiv in such a case. Rabbi Yehuda adds, Matsinu Shem Katol Mishem Gadol. It's possible to have a smaller word, which is two letters, which is part of a larger word that you're going to be chayiv. For example, Shem Mishimon, Umen Mishmuel. So you have Shem. You started writing, you intended to write Shimon, and you wrote Shin Men. Or you intended to write Shmuel, and you wrote Shin Men. Noach Minochar, Dom Daniel, God Mi Gadiel. All of these things, you're going to be chayiv. What's the chiddush of Yehuda? Even though you're miskaven to write a whole word, nevertheless, if you wrote two letters that's part of one word, then you're going to be chayiv. We're going to get back to exactly what the chiddush of Yehuda is going on to Amud Beis. The Gemara now goes back to a line of the Mishnah that we said that whether you write with your left hand or with your right hand. Bein b'yamino, bein b'smala. Says Gemara, Bishlam Yamin L'chayiv, if you write with the right hand, Shum Derech Sivakach, that's the normal way to write. Ela small amai, but why on the left? Ha'in Derech Sivakach. Most people don't write with their left. Amar Yirmiya, B'Yitir Yad Shana, we're talking about someone who writes with his left. V'tehave small didei kimin dekuli alma. So his left is like the right hand of the rest of the world. V'asmol L'chayiv, Ayimin Lo M'chayiv. But the Mishnah didn't say he's going to be chayiv for his left hand. He said, But whether he writes for his right hand or with his left hand, mashma that a lefty would be chayiv also for his right hand. He shouldn't be chayiv for his right hand. If we're talking about someone who is able to write with both hands. Rav Yaakov brought the Bas Yaakov, Amar Hamani Rav Yosi. It's following the Shita Rav Yosi. The Amar lechayiv b'shtei osis el mishum roishen, that you're going to be chayiv even if you etch in a mark. And that you could do even with your left hand. Even though it's not normal to write letters with your left hand, but to marks you would be. V'amid the Sefer Rav Yosi, Reishalav Rav Yosi. But wait a second, we're going to have Rav Yosi in the Reisha. So how can, in the Seifa, excuse me, how can you say that right away in the Reisha it's also Rav Yosi? Says Gemara, Enechanami Kula Rav Yosi. You have to learn that everything is Rav Yosi. Now our Mishnah concluded with Rav Yehuda's statement that if you write the Shem Katam Shem Gadol, like Shem Mishimon, in such a case you're going to be Chayv. The Gemara is going to clarify Shitas Rav Yehuda. Says Gemara, Elam Rav Yehuda Shtei Osios, if you write two letters, Vehem Shnei Shemos Huda Mechayev. If you write two letters which come to a name, so then in such a case, you're going to be Chayev. What is that type of case? Shtei Osios Vehem Shem Echad. So if you remember when we read the Mishnah, we saw the definition of Shem Echad means a letter. So what happens if you write a name or a word that has the same letter twice? For example, Rashi says, sus, sin, sin. So, what did Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda said that if you write shin mem from shimon, mashma, it's only if you write two different letters, shin mem. But if you wrote samach, samach, you wouldn't be chayiv. Va'atanya, but didn't we learn a braisa that didn't say this? The Torah Kedosha says, va'asa achas mehena, that if you do one of these things, yachol ad sheyichtov kol hashem, I might think until he writes the entire shem v'achi arigas kol ha-beged, until he weaves the entire beged v'achi asa kol ha-nafa, or he makes the entire basket, tamalomer me'achas, that if, even if you make part of it, in other words, if you do a shear of it, you're going to be chayv. So, and the braisa continues, ime'achas, if it says me'achas, yachol afilu lo kasa elo osachas, but if you write only one letter, lo arag el chut echad, or you weave only one string, lo asa la bayis echad banafa, or you only make one bias in the nafeh. Tamalomar achas. The Torah says achas. So the Torah tells you that on the one hand it's me achas. On the other hand it also says it's with the mem. But it also says achas. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, Nefesh kisechto b'shagol kol mitzvos Hashem ha'shalo seisen v'asa me'achas mehena. So the Chazal are understanding on the one hand me', but at the same time achas ha'ketzad. How do you understand that? Eina chayiv ad shichtov shem katam mishem gadol. You have to write a smaller name from a bigger name, like Shem Yishimin. Or Mishmuel, Nach Minachar, Damidil, God Min Gadil.
Meaning, if it was not part of the name, if I just wrote two, another it would be.
It would seem that the only time you're going to be chayiv is you write two letters from a name. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Rabbi Yehuda adds, he expands it. Afilo kasav elishtei osios, behein shem echad chayiv, kegon, sas, tas, rar, gag, and chach, as long as there's a connotation of a name. Such a case you're chayiv. So the Gemara is asking a stira, because Rabbi Yehuda seemed to say that in our Mishnah, only shtei osios of aleph beis, but aleph aleph wouldn't qualify. Over here he says that samach samach does qualify. Rabbi Yosi, so the Gemara did not yet answer this question, and in fact the Gemara is going to take a while to answer this question, and the Gemara is going to quote other shitas as well. Rabbi Yosi, v'chi mishum kosef hu chayiv. Rabbi Yosi Lishitasa, like we saw in our Mishnah, says, you're not chayiv for kosev. V'alo ein chayiv el mishum roshe. You're only chayiv for making the mark. Shekeno yirosh me'al karshe mishkan la'ida ezehu ben zuga. They would make the mark to know which one to match it. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, l'fichach sarat srita achas al shnei nesarim. You simply make a mark of shtei sritas al nesarecha, you're chayiv. So he doesn't care if you have aleph or beis or aleph and aleph. It doesn't make a difference. A fourth shita, Rabbi Shimon. Reb Shimon Amar Vasa Achas Yachalat Shichtav Is Kala Shem. I might think that you have to write the whole name. At Shiarig Kala Beged, or weave the entire Beged, or Shiasa Kala Nafa, or weave the entire basket. Tamalomer Me'achas from it. E Me'achas Yachalat Filo Kasav El Osachas Filo Larag El Chotach Vavu Osa By Some No Tamalomer Achas. So it's May, but also Achas. Hakeitzad in a Chayot Shiasa Malacha Kiyotze B'Miskayemas. The Gemara is going to analyze what Rabbi Shimon is adding to what we didn't have before. Rabbi Yossi, Yom Rabbi Yossi is a different shita. Here, he points out that the Torah in one place says, Va'asa achas, and then the Torah also says, Mehena. So Rabbi Yossi has an interesting deal. It's Va'asa achas Mehena. Mehena goes back on both. It means on the one end, it has to be from achas, on the other, it has to be Hena. Here, achas is understood as one avera, Hena is many averas. Okay. So what has Rabbi Yossi understand? Pa'anum shechayim achas al kulan. There's a time that you're going to be chayiv one karmachatas on many maises. U'pa'anum shechayiv al kol achas va'achas. And then there is going to be a time that you're going to be chayiv on each one simultaneously. The Gemara is going to get back to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. But we're interested now, if you remember Rabbi Yehuda. Katani miha. Rabbi Yehuda, you got to remember, this is like 10 lines before. But let's remind ourselves. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, afil lo kasav el shtei osios vehein shem echel chayiv. Even if you write Aleph twice, you're going to be chayiv. So as we pointed out, Rabbi Yehuda, five lines from the bottom of Kuf Gimel and Aleph, said you needed to write Aleph beis. So lo kasha, says the Gemara, it's not a stira. Hadi dey v'hadi rabbe. Einachanami. There would be a stira if it was Rabbi Yehuda talking twice, but in one case he's quoting his own shita, the other case the shita is Rabbi. The sign is we learned in a bright. So Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, Rabbi Gamliel, his Rebbe, was of the opinion that if you write two samachs, two sins, you're going to be chayiv. Going sas tas rar ga chach v'rash. Assume ga chach. That's the end of it. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda himself holds you need to write aleph and beis. It's not enough. All you have to do is just aleph and beis. All you need emuna and bitachon aleph beis. That's all you need.
The song.
Right. That was my reference. So that's the aleph base. But you don't need. But his Rebbe held just aleph is going to be enough. Frek the Gemara, a separate kasha. Rebbe Shimon Hainu Tanakam. If you remember when we saw the fourth opinion, Rebbe Shimon, about nine lines from the top in the middle of the line, Rebbe Shimon just seemed to be repeating what we had already learned. So Gemara asks, what's the difference between Rebbe Shimon and Tanakam? The chitei ma aleph de ezreka. If you wrote that. Two aleph of Ezreka, he can be naiv. The Tanakh savar aleph aleph to Ezreka lo mechayiv. He holds that you're not going to be chayiv. Why? Because aleph aleph doesn't have any connotation by itself. And Rabbi Shimon savar kim ise beglarter ba'alma. What's galtere? Galtere is a amulet. Very good. That since it appears an amulet, chayiv you be chayiv. If that's going to be the pshat, lememer the Rishim lechumra, Rishim is so machmir, va'atanya. But we learned in the Brisa the opposite. The Rishim is more makel than the Tanakhama. Hakodeach koshu chayiv, that if you bore a hole, even the smallest amount, you're chayiv. Amigara koshu, if you separate something, you splice something, va'ma'abe koshu, and if you even fix a little bit of the hide, to make it workable, that cervically tsara koshu, and if you make any small design on a utensil, then you're chayiv. Rav Shimon Omer, ad shiikadeach es kulo. You need to bore a full hole. Vat shiigar kulo, vat shiabe kulo, vat shiatzer kulo. So we see that according to Rabbi Shimon, he's generally machmir that you have to do the whole shear. So why, when it comes to Mleches Kosei, are going to say that he's not going to be chayiv until he writes the whole word? Says the Gemara, El Rabbi Shimon ha'as l'shmina. But the Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon is to tell us the following: Ad sheyichtoy es Hashem kuloy. That the halacha is that you're only going to be chayiv if you write the whole name. If you don't write the whole name, so then in such a case you're not going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Umi matzit amrit hachi. Could you say yes?
A question.
Sure.
So according to Rabbi Shimon, let's just say you're writing. He says not only if you write the whole name, but let's say it's like a shame of Yishmuel, or it's like a Nachminam, would you be chayiv in that case? If you didn't write the whole name, but it's still, like, I guess a nickname or part of the name.
No. According to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have the name that you started out writing, you have to have Kavana from the beginning to end. Says the Gemara, "Umi matzis amr tachi." Could you say that? Va'atayr b'shimin oimer va'asa achas. Remember, we pointed out, said achas mehena. Yachal ad shiichta v'sashem kulam. Tamal omer me'achas. Exactly what you said, Rav Dovi. The Reb Shimon seems to be that if you just write the shem, tritzvei mahachi. Answer as follows. Yachal ad shiichta v'sapasuk kulay. No, the halamina was maybe you need to even write the whole pasuk. Tamal omer me'achas. That's what me'achas is coming to tell me. Reb Yosi oimer, va'asa achas va'asa hena. It says, as we pointed out last time, says va'asa achas mehena. So Reb Yosi understands va'asa is achas, and va'asa is hena. In other words, mehena goes back on va'asa achas, and then va'asa hena. Pa'amim shechayiv achas al kula, u'pa'amim shechayiv al kol achas va'achas. Says Gemara, Reb Yosi Hanin in my time, I already alluded to the Teretz. What's the reason to Reb Yosi? Achas, me'achas. Achas from achas, and hena me'hena, that there are times that you're going to be chayiv achas, even one, and then there are going to be times they're going to be chayiv many averos, which is achas, which is going to be achas. Okay. Achas, and let's explain how that plays out in Shem Shimon. Achas, Shimon. Achas would be, in the case of Shimon, me'achas Shem Shimon. That it's coming to tell us that if you have Shem Shimon, so then in such a case, you're going to be chayiv. As if it had written Hena without a mem, in other words, it didn't say Achas Mehena, I would have said Avos Mehena. Would tell us the Talah does. Achas Yehena, what's that coming to tell us? Zadon Shabbos Vishigigas Malachos. That if he knows that today is Shabbos and he doesn't know the different Malachos, so it's coming to tell you that even though he's Mechalal, only one Shabbos, but since he's Mechayiv, he was over many Chatos, he's going to be Chayiv. Heina, shehi achas, heina that is one, that's the case. Shigigas Shabbos uzadon alachos. He's going to be chayiv only one if he was beshogeg on the Shabbos, but he did maze it on many different malachos, so then he's chayiv only one karbon. Okay. Siyata deshmaya, we are going to stop over here because the next Gemara is really a new topic. However, there is something that we need to summarize from the Sugya that Reb Binyamin pointed out to me that's not clear from this Gemara, and I began to look, and I found a big discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. What's the halacha? When are you chayiv for writing two letters? Rabbi Yamin asked me this a few dapim ago. I said that when you write two letters, you're going to be chayiv. So Rabbi Yamin asked me that if you take a look at this price over here, on the top, going from the bottom of Kuf Gimel Menaf to Kuf Gimel Mebeis, there was no shita that said that. Somebody said that you're going to be chayiv if you write Shem Mishimon. And Rabbi Yehuda said you're going to be chayiv if you write two letters that are the same. Mashma, that if you didn't write something that didn't formulate a word, you would not be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda held that you could be more expansive than the Tanakhama. And even if you wrote the same letter, but if the same two letters make up a word like sus anarchi bim rasecha. If you write sus, you're going to be chayiv. If you write shame, the Tanakhama says you have to write two different letters. Not just aleph aleph, not just, being more precise, not just sin sin, but shin mem, you're going to be chayiv. So Rabbi Yamin asked on me, why was it that we saw in previous sugyas that if you write two letters, you're going to be chayiv? So when Rabbi Yamin asked me, I said, wait a second, we got to get to Kuf Gimel, because it sounded like that I presented the halacha of Kosev wrong. But I didn't remember Kosev that way. So I found that Rabbi Akiva Eger understands that the pashtus of our Mishnah is against these two opinions in the Braisa. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, HaKosev Shtei Osios. HaKosev Shtei Osios. So how does Rashi learn? Bein Mishem Echot Shtehen Alfin. Mishtei Shemos, Aleph Beis. From Rashi is Mashma, that if you write two Alephs, you're going to be Chayiv. So I saw that Rabbi Akiva Eger learns that Einachanami, that the Tana of our Mishnah disagrees with the other Tanoim, and he holds that you're going to be Chayiv if you write two letters, even if those two letters are not sensical. Hence, the other instances where we saw that you're Chayiv for writing two letters, even though it didn't fall in neither the rubric of the Tanakam or Rabbi Yehuda, will be fine, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, in that understanding of our Mishnah. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Rabbi Aaron, I'm giving you more incentive to try to blame it on me, not to give tomorrow night, because I'm leaving another 10 lines on the bottom of Kuf Gimel on the base, but hopefully Rabbi Aaron will be able to do all of it. Ten lines on the bottom. I heard that there's some exciting things that come along with this.